Today, we're talking about more legal challenges for Trump, protests in Iran, Russia calling on its reserves, and other top news for Friday, September 23rd. Stay informed while remaining focused on Christ with the pour over. Here's the quote of the day. Fairy tales do not tell children that dragons exist. Children already know that dragons exist. Fairy tales tell children the dragons can be killed. G.K. Chesterton. Let's get started with some espresso shots. How to leave Russia, Google searches spiked for the third time this year. The first two jumps came with Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The latest came after Russian President Putin announced the mobilization of 300,000 reservists. It's the first since 1941 to fill the boots. Putin also threatened to use nuclear weapons to defend Russian territory, including portions of Ukraine that might soon vote to join Russia in what the West is calling sham referendums. For many, Putin's speech was the straw that broke the bear's back. Flights to the few countries welcoming Russians sold out quickly, and thousands across Russia hit the streets in protest, leading to over 1,300 arrests. President Biden called Russia's actions, quote, reckless, saying, quote, a nuclear war cannot be won and must never be fought. Here's a verse to consider whether losing sleep over wars, work, or other woes. Don't worry about anything, but in everything, through prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4, 6, and 7. President 45's legal battles continue. On Wednesday, New York Attorney General Letitia James announced a lawsuit against former President Trump, his family business, and three of his adult children, seeking $250 million in damages and to bar them from serving as officers of any company in New York. The lawsuit alleges that Trump engaged in fraudulent and misleading business practices, including claiming Mar-a-Lago was worth $739 million when, quote, it should have been valued at $75 million to secure loans. The former president called the lawsuit a, quote, witch hunt, and former Attorney General Bill Barr said that including Trump's children in the suit shows that it's a, quote, political hit job. Separately, a federal appeals court unanimously struck down a district court judge's ruling blocking the DOJ from reviewing classified documents seized from Mar-a-Lago and letting the DOJ proceed in its investigation. Our goal is to keep the big things big and the small things small. It's not that these investigations are of no importance, they're just not God of the universe important. They won't impact where you spend eternity. Colossians 3, 2 through 4 says, set your mind on things above, not on earthly things, for you died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Protests have erupted across Iran in response to the death of a young woman in police custody. Mahsa Amini, 22 years old, died shortly after being arrested by a guidance patrol, commonly called the morality police, for wearing her hijab too loosely. Police claim she suffered a heart attack, but others report she was beaten while in detention. Protests, including women burning hijabs and yelling death to the dictator, began in northwestern Kurdish regions, and the government responded in force, shutting down internet access and dispelling crowds with tear gas. Even still, riots have spread to at least 50 cities and 8 people have died. The unrest comes amid already heightened tensions in the country. Iran's economy has been hit hard by U.S. sanctions following America's withdrawal from the Iran nuclear deal in 2018. Talks of a new deal have stalled. Christians must balance both conviction and compassion, fighting for what is right while continuing to love and care for those we work against. Do not allow love for one group to justify hate for another. Matthew 5:44 says, but I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be children of your Father in heaven. This podcast is brought to you by MediShare. We'll be honest, we were skeptical about the entire Christian healthcare sharing industry, but after digging in, we've realized MediShare is a great option for many people. People like an unnamed member of the Pour Over staff who hasn't been to a doctor since their pediatrician cut them off, yikes, but loves the idea of MediShare's 24/7 telehealth option. MediShare allows Christians to share one another's medical bills. The typical family saves $500 a month by switching from traditional health insurance, so it's well worth a look. See if it's right for you. We've got a link for you in the show notes. Just a quick note, healthcare sharing is not the best option for everyone, but it is an excellent option for many. Take the time to research if it's right for you and your family. In other brews, here's a rapid round of updates. Hike 'em up. The Federal Reserve raised interest rates by 0.75% again on Wednesday and signaled that additional hefty hoists are likely on their way. Fed Chair Jerome Powell didn't mince words, saying, quote, we've got to get inflation behind us. I wish there was a painless way to do that. There isn't. In Haiti, protesters are demanding the resignation of President Ariel Henry as petrol prices, that's gas prices to us Americans, skyrocket. The riots come as government fuel subsidies end, inflation is at its highest in a decade, and chronic gang violence remains a deadly threat, all in a country where 40% of the population relies on food assistance. Though it is a dry heat, Robert Sarver's hot seat proved too toasty. The owner of the Phoenix Suns and Phoenix Mercury was fined $10 million by the NBA and suspended for 1 year for multiple offenses, including sexual harassment and using racist language. Sarver announced he will sell his teams. A 6.8 magnitude earthquake struck western Mexico on Thursday, killing one woman in Mexico City while causing another man to suffer a fatal heart attack. The quake comes on the heels of Monday's 7.6 magnitude event, which killed two people in the Pacific port of Manzanillo. The chess world is abuzz. Hans Niemann, a relatively low-ranked 19-year-old grandmaster, defeated Magnus Carlsen 2 weeks ago. Carlsen, the highest-ranked player of all time, seemed to suggest in a cryptic tweet that Hans had cheated. In a rematch this week, Carlsen resigned after one move in apparent protest, further fanning the flames. That's all we have for today. Thanks so much for listening. If you're listening on the Apple Podcast app, you can give us a 5-star rating and drop a review. If you're listening on Spotify, you can give us a follow and hit the notification bell to never miss a new episode. We hope you have a great rest of your weekend, and we'll see you back here on Monday.
Most social media sells your data, peppers you with ads, and curates divisive content. Not Tubu. Tubu is wholesome social media built and moderated with the whole family in mind. Choose social media that uplifts rather than drains. Check out Tubu, that's T-U-V-U, at the link in our show notes.